But do not follow us. Do not look for us. Do not dredge the undergrowth and the shallows. Send the birds and the snakes rising from their homes with the rhythm of your feet. Do not press your ear to the ground. Do not cast messages. The house will fall. The hair in our brushes will turn to dust, our clothes to mould. The only proof of us will be in the photographs you took, the places where we crop up in your notes as impossible women invented into being. These too will not last. It used to bother me that we would leave little trace, but now I have never been more glad about anything. I will wake up in the empty mornings with the absence of you, and I will think, glad, 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 and it will ring like a bell. Leah comes and sits down next to us. There is blood on her too, but only a little. Don't look back at him, she tells us. So we don't. Precautions against further damage. Too little, too late. My eyes remain trained on the sky. No birds are singing. The air is perfect, finally. There is blood under my fingernails. I will have to fix that.